chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, 2 Timothy. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. We're in a war tonight. We're soldiers. And Paul told Timothy, you got to learn to endure hardness as a real soldier. A lot of the theology you hear preached today is a cheap, gray, sold on the marketplace of religion. They'll try to tell you that if you've got any problems, it just means you're out of the will of God. I'm here to tell you, if you're not having problems, you're outside the will of God. And I want to tell you tonight that if you are a soldier, whether it be a soldier in the army of Uncle Sam, or whether it be a soldier in the army of the Lord Jesus Christ, you must be found faithful. I said, you must be found faithful. Our evangelist talked about that last night. God is looking for faithfulness. You hear me? God is looking for faithfulness. You can't have soldiers that are unfaithful. I was in the war, World War II, in war with Japan. If they had ever caught me in the camp of the enemy shooting crap with the Japanese, I'd have been hung from a coconut tree. Yet there's a lot of people in this tent tonight. You claim to be Christians, but you play with the world. That's the enemy of God. Man or a woman that belongs to God is going to dress decent, and they're going to go to right places. But a wrong dress and a wrong attitude is only a product of worldliness. Worldliness isn't a certain look. A worldly person is a person that's influenced by that system. I got people in the church at Beaumont. They don't show up on a Sunday morning. They say, because grandma come to see me and she's not saved. Or I got to go to work early tonight. Or a thousand other things. I've had people that were choir directors that give up the choir because their business got too big. I said, you're going to hell as much as if you drank liquor. You're influenced by a system that makes you a worldling. Pentecostal kids, yes sir, they grew up in our churches. You know what is wrong? They grew up in an atmosphere in the church that gave the world some sort of sophistication. They made them kids believe that the world really wasn't its enemy, just a misunderstood friend. We'd take the singers from Nashville, Las Vegas, and Hollywood, let them sing in the pulpit on a Sunday, sing in Las Vegas on a Monday, then wonder what's wrong with our kids. They didn't know who the real enemy was. They never knew. That world's no friend of grace to lead us to God. Amen. The whole effort of it is to destroy us. God said, if you love the world, then you hate God. I said, if you love the world, then you're an enemy of God. That's what this book says. You hear me? I'm talking about faithfulness. Faithfulness is a commitment to a cause. I must first recognize that I serve a cause that's bigger than I am. I belong to God. I want to walk like a Christian. I want to be what God wants me to be. I want to be faithful to the Almighty God. I want to tell you something, young people. You're in a high school. It's a jungle. You're in schools in this country where the police have to keep peace in it, where drugs are pushed on the grounds, where the whole effort of the system is to destroy our young people. I want to teach them a sex education in the first grade. I talked to a smart, a liberal humanist that said to me, you didn't have any sex education in your school. I said, you're wrong, mister. They have sex education. Education in the school I went to. I said, mama told me, daddy told me, and the principal told me that you don't have sex till you get married. That's the best education that a generation of kids ever got. When a man's committed to Christ, a woman's committed to Christ, they're constrained by God to obey God. You hear me? But when that commitment's lost, then fear takes over. The commitment is not to Christ, but to success. Then fear comes. You hear me? Fear comes. I've been in places to preach for preachers, and all the time I was there, I could feel them pulling on my coattail. They're so afraid I'm going to say something. Amen. That might disturb somebody. Oh, yes, they're afraid. You know why? They're not committed to Christ. There's a board in the back room back there that's going to tell them what to say. When they get in the pulpit, they're walking on eggshells because they're not committed to Christ. Amen. They're committed to a little job. I said they're committed to a little job somewhere. And because they're committed to things instead of Christ, they're afraid. I said they're afraid. They're afraid they're going to lose their job. They're afraid the board might fire. If our commitment is to Christ, we don't have to be afraid. There may be a board fire me from a church. Now I'm telling you, not powers or principalities, things present or things to come, can take Christ away from me. If my commitment is to Christ, then I don't have to be afraid. Now, therefore, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ.